Dozens of police were involved in the arrest operation, and at least a dozen premises are being searched in the greater Birmingham area in central England. On the record, authorities are not saying much about the alleged plot, but information from sources said to be close to the investigation has been leaked to many British media outlets. Those unnamed sources say the individuals were allegedly involved in a plan to kidnap and possibly murder a serving member of the British Armed Forces while that person was on home leave. Britain's top law and order official, Home Secretary John Reid, told Sky News that few specifics would be released at this early stage of the operation.
There is a major operation and investigation underway, and I would ask everyone concerned in the media and the press, while I fully recognize the interest in this, that everyone exercises a great degree of responsibility and constraints and make sure that we minimize speculation, we minimize any irresponsible information in the public domain, because above all, we have to recognize that there is not only an operation and investigation, but there could well be future court proceedings.
What is known is that counterterrorism officers had been watching the men for months. Security expert Paul Wilkinson from St. Andrews University says if there's evidence of a kidnapping plot, such a shift in tactics would further complicate the job of Britain's counterterrorism officers.
I think it's a reminder to us all that the level of threat is very high. It's also, I think, a reminder that we need to be constantly aware that the Al-Qaeda and its various affiliates are constantly looking for new tactics, new vulnerabilities. And we need to underline the fact that public cooperation is vital in trying to tackle this difficult problem. And I'm sure the police are doing their best to reassure the public in the areas of East Birmingham that have been affected that the normal life of the community will not be disturbed, and that the inquiries they're making are necessary for the safety of the public, including, of course, the safety of the public living in Birmingham and other cities.
Under new laws, the suspects can be held for up to 28 days before being either charged or released. Last November, the head of Britain's Domestic Intelligence Service warned that up to 30 terror plots were being worked on, that agents were monitoring about 1,600 individuals around the country. Meanwhile, in Germany, a district court has issued arrest warrants for 13 people believed to be involved in the abduction of a German man of Lebanese descent who says he was kidnapped by the CIA. Prosecutors say the suspects listed in the arrest warrant could be so-called cover identities of CIA agents. U.S. officials had no immediate comment on the report. German authorities say they believe the account of the man, Khalid al-Masri, who says he was arrested in Macedonia in 2003 and handed over to the CIA and flown to Afghanistan, where he was held until May of 2004. The case has fueled debate across Europe about the secret transfer of terror suspects by the CIA. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.